All right. This is exciting. We're going live on IG with this live episode recording of Reels to the Rhythms. And if anyone is joining us, Reels and Rhythms is brought to you by Carry On Friends in partnership with Breadfruit Media and Style to the Vibes. My co-host with the mostest is Miss Michaela. Michaela, ail up the people them. All right. So, this is exciting. I love it. And that's why I am really enjoying Reels and Rhythms. So if you are joining us for the first time, Reels and Rhythms is where Michaela and I talk about the things we love. We love watch movie and we love go concert. And Reels and Rhythms was actually live in your house this past weekend where we were watching.
Yes, celebrating my big 4-0. I'm not afraid of my age because it means I'm here and growing with wisdom. So yes, it was so nice having all of my friends and family, and definitely in real life. So, you know, Carrie and the people them I shake with legs. You know, I still have it. They need them. The best compliment I got was, those are 40-year-old knees. I'm like, yes. The work, you know, the gym, I work.
It's our work. Yes. So, We kind of have some things that we want to talk about, but since you were talking about the Reels and Rhythms at your house, we were introducing the people to Indian matchmaking and the Guyanese person on Indian matchmaking.
Listen,
and most of the people there, they were like, what are you talking about? I've never seen this. And I'm like, this is 3 seasons in. How could you not watch Indian matchmaking?
I'm still on season 1 and it's so good. I still have like maybe 1 episode, maybe 2 left, I think. When you guys left and it was still on, I was kind of dozing. I was like, oh, let me take a nap. So I have to go back to it, but it's good. I like it.
Oh my goodness. Like I'm like 3 seasons. So, and then your husband is like, this is what happens. Michaela start watching something and I'm like, babe, what you watching? And by the time I get to the end of the season, what we watching, it went from what you watching to what we're watching, which is exactly why we love what we're doing on Reels and Rhythms. So we haven't recorded and or released an episode since you went to Traffic Jam. So big up on that recap of the like, I just love that whole vibe that they bring. And of course, the Marley Brothers are going to be out on tour.
Yes,
so we might check that out.
As a follow up, I know.
Yeah.
Because they finished this one. Steven goes on tour by himself. And then they kick off like all the brothers. So you'll see Kimani, Julian, Ziggy, Damien, and Steven on one stage. So I hope they, you know, bring that same energy. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, for sure. And so when we started out Reels and Rhythms, I mean, we were high off the energy of what's happening. And so we were just like rinsing content, rinse content every week. And Irwa. Yeah, that not going to happen no more. So we got.
We're slowed down.
Mm-hmm. Also, the season is coming to an end soon, right? So we're ending the season in June. But from here on out, episodes will be bi-weekly. So we're looking forward to talking about Shirley, which is on Netflix. Queenie is going to be out in June, plus some other things in between that we want to talk about. But we are very excited. So episodes are going to be bi-weekly going forward. And so since the last episode, we just want to talk about some things that we saw streaming online. You finally got to watch the Abbott Elementary episode where the Honorable Cheryl Lee Ralph is reading the story to the kids in Jamaican. And the characters are like, why is she reading in Jamaican?
And it's a 3 Little Pigs. So she's reenacting the big bad wolf. So it was kind of towards the end of the episode. So it was probably a fun take for them that they actually kept because it was engaging. And I don't think that was scripted. I think that that she went off script and they kept it.
Yeah. Huff and puff. And they're just like.
and the other teachers are like, why is she reading it in Jamaican? We're like, and they're like, I have no idea. Just let it go.
But this is what we love about Shirley Ralph in just the authentic ways that Jamaican, Caribbean actors are able to infuse elements of their culture that aren't scripted. It's just right for the moment, and how that comes across just so well in the final episode. So we love that. So next up is something where you tell me about. So you go on with that. I can tell you I watch only a little bit of it, but go on.
Oh, so that was the Hulu. Is it on Hulu? It's like a reality show in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
And it features Salida Ebanks. So Salida Ebanks is a model. I don't know how active she is in the modeling space now, but she was pretty popular, I would say, in the early 2000s, seen all over different runways and magazine covers. And she is actually from the Cayman Islands. And so this show is, kind of like a reality show that is filmed in the Cayman Islands. So I sent it to Carrie. I transparently haven't watched it yet, but so I sent it to you and you watch it faster than me. And you sent me the screenshot where they were, having a conversation, and one of the guys, said Talawa. And that is a Jamaican word. And they actually put the definition on the screen to one, explain the word, and two, explain what it meant. So I think that's pretty new. I think two things to really consider is, you know, there's definitely a lot of inter-island travel that has happened, transporting that has happened into Cayman. I know a lot of Jamaicans, I think
a lot of Jamaicans are associated with the Cayman. So and Cayman used to be, I don't want to say a colony, but it used to be a territory of Jamaica way back in the 18 somethings. So there is a close relationship with Jamaica and Cayman in terms of travel. And early back in the days is government. I will include that episode link for reference, because, you know, we don't like people in the history. In Strictly Facts, we covered that. So, but it was cool. So I watched it. Of course, Salita is on there and some other mix-up people end up on it, but I'm not really care about them. They are talking about party and hype. And I was just, like you said, I was really surprised when the guy was like, you know, in Cayman, you know, I think it's Craig. He was like, you know, it's about the vibe. And, you know, them, you know, we're a Talawa, and Talawa comes up on the screen, Jamaican word, patois, and it means. So I was just like, okay, go ahead now. So mm-hmm. It was really cool to see. I haven't finished watching the episode because, you know me, I'm my tolerance level for foolishness, but reality TV. So
yes. That's why I'm just surprised. So you watch it.
Yeah, I was just like, I mean, we're doing reels and rhythms, so I want to balance out the thing, but I was just like, already this manufactured and some drama, me can't manage it. So that was that. I don't know if I go back go watch it, but you know, I might skip through it. So that was cool to see in terms of cultural representation. So what else? We did a contest for the Bob Marley One Love, right? Mm-hmm. Before it's now streaming. It's streaming on all platforms, so people go and, like I said, just turn up the streaming numbers the way we turn up at the theater. So I'm curious, you know, we should have additional scenes or bonus scenes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious about, you know, going back and watching it. I can't go back and watch One Love. We have too much to watch for the new shows to watch this episode. So
yeah,
we'll probably catch that in the summertime.
I think it's also interesting too, and a sign of the times, because of how quickly, you remember back in the day, things didn't go to video for a while.
Right.
And now they're almost simultaneously released in theater and available for you to purchase at home. I, for one, love that, because sometimes I can't get to the theater and I don't mind paying the $20 rental fee or download fee to actually watch something, because it really does go back to the support of the film itself. I think there were quite a few films, especially post-COVID, that I watched that way, and especially because distribution is really challenging, especially for projects that are smaller. But I mean, this one wasn't that case, but I just thought it was a great point to kind of drive home that the in-theater experience is being brought home rather quickly. So, you know, you can make a movie night out of it. You can invite people over, you know, have a little bit of a watch party,
yeah.
In order to kind of celebrate. I know we had a few winners from the contest. So I thought that that was fun. It was great for us to kind of engage with Paramount, first of all, and it kind of goes back to the work that we are doing in this particular space and it being noticed. So big up to ourselves, big up to the people that my Paramount for notice and make sure and support the thing. Yes, we can critique a thing and support a thing, as Carrie Ann likes to say.
Yes, yes, please and thanks. And so more updates. So we've just reviewed Three Little Birds, and She's Irie asked a question. We posted it on our Instagram feed, but she was like, she couldn't understand why there was such a big push for Ashton and Hosanna to get married, even after all the things that were going on. And I think it was just the time, you know, getting married was, you know, the thing to do, and it was respectable to do. I don't know if you have any other thoughts.
I also think that if I agree, but I think what it represent, their union represented a lot for so many people that were in their circle. And I think that in particular, oh shoot, her name has slipped my mind. What do you mean?
Leah.
I
Who,
think
Ashton's sister, Yeta.
Ashton's sister, yeah.
Leah.
Mm-hmm. I think for her in particular, like, it would mean that she would have failed, right? On her mission to sustaining herself by way through her brother and Hosanna. Mm. If she had to put Hosanna back on a ship back to Jamaica, it would mean that she had partially failed. So I think from her perspective as a character, she had to like complete this mission, and she felt at ease up until the end.
Mm. But I don't know if me want them matchmaking life.
Now, yes. But. Well, speaking of Three Little Birds, so thank you for that question. But that's my thought. I don't know. You wanted to expand on anything.
No. I just think it was part of what was for the time.
Yeah. So speaking of Three Little Birds, I got a message from Tashna who said, Morning. I see Reels and Rhythms did an episode of Three Little Birds. I wanted to watch that series. I just listened to the first part where you both gave your overall thoughts on it. I have to watch the series before I listen to the podcast. This will make me watch now. So thank you, Tashna.
Thank you, Tashna.
So yes, watch it and come back. But even if you listen and you go back and watch, you'll probably listen and watch with a different ear. And honestly, we didn't give away everything in the podcast. So hopefully you either stop and then you go watch and come back, or you just listen to the whole thing and then go back and watch it. But it's great to support either way. But thank you for the message, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. So I think that's the interesting point, right? You could choose to like, let me just watch this first and hear what they have to say, or listen to us and be like, no, I have to watch it. Either way, we just love bringing Reels and Rhythms to you. And so another comment that we got from the audience, and this was on YouTube in the comments, She's Irie, again, big up She's Irie for supporting. She was like, I can't wait for the next season of Champions. And I'm just like, Onichel, Champions now come back. First season one was it. And we are weeping and moaning and national. We are weeping and moaning and national teeth over here because we love Champion. Barris is champion. Champion is champion. The champion name of their
road. Sometimes it's a one and done situation, you know. So yeah. But I did love how the ending is like, you could get another one or you could not, and it you still have some sort of closure. But you kind of wanted to see how it would have transpired, I guess is what you would say.
Yeah. And I think the Champion not getting a second season, and even you wanting a possible second season for Three Little Birds, coupled with a lot of stuff that I've been seeing in the news about shows not being renewing, it begs the question, like, what's the criteria? Because based on what the creator of the series said, the show did well, you know, it did well for a, you know, comparatively. So why are shows being canceled? What's the criteria? And I was having this conversation and, you know, someone was like, the marketing for shows, even the shows on Netflix, isn't what it used to be. They also reminded us that they just got through a strike. And so they've lost a lot of money from the strike. And so there's not a lot of, you know, they're cutting budgets, whatever, whatever. So I thought that was just very interesting. And so, you know, it's easy to get disheartened to say, well, they're canceling all the shows. And like, for the one that want to cancel, you know, let's continue to watch it if it's up your alley. And two, you know, Champions still up on Netflix, so we can watch it multiple times because believe it or not, a lot of people still don't know about it and still haven't watched it. So we still can do that. You know, if we are still streaming Martin, A Different World, does the same apply for Aura Stories as well? And I was telling someone that, you know, they didn't watch Champion, but they really liked Three Little Birds. And they were like, I don't know if I want to get into it. And I said, that's fine, because we've come a long way to the point where we can pick and choose what we want to watch. You know, it's not that long ago where we couldn't pick and choose. It was just this. And, you know, that's all we had, versus now we have Three Little Birds, Champion, and, you know, a few other things that are on streaming that we can decide between. So I thought that we still have a long way to go, but we've come a long way for sure.
I'm also holding out that there might be a moment like there was with Top Boy, where it takes an extended hiatus and then somebody's like, nah, maybe we bring it back. Like it was good enough to kind of continue and like close it out proper. You know,
that is a good point. Yeah. That is a very good point. So we'll see. So, you know, we're holding our hope. We'll see. All right.
All right. So, Candace, yes, make it happen.
Yes, next. But she not going by herself either, because Queenie's coming out. And so while I was looking this up, you know, so meet up on this stats business, I was looking this up because I was trying to understand. So when we think of streaming services in the world, the top streaming services in the world is Netflix, Amazon Prime, then Disney Plus, and then some other things where these are European for sure. So the top three, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney, then HBO Max comes 6, Paramount is 7, Hulu is 8, Apple is 9. And then when it looks at the spread in the UK, you know, and Europe largely, Netflix is the top streaming. So I'm curious why for Queenie they went with Hulu. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying it was just very interesting.
It's probably just a distribution
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're looking for content. So that was interesting. What else? What else did we want to talk about? I think I covered it. We covered Abbott, Cayman, the contest, and some question. And what's coming up? We're talking about Shirley, Queenie, and I think we were trying to do one other thing, Brother. I think we wanted to talk about the Biggie documentary to put that out for his birthday.
Yes.
So yeah, that's it. This was also a catch-up episode. We had a lot of fun with Champion. I mean, it was amazing. We did enjoy Three Little Birds. So check out the audio only episodes or the videos on YouTube. We are coming out with new content, we promise. We was just catching our breath because we were full steam. We was running like Usain a run. When they run like when Usain a pass the button to Asafa, I said, run Asafa, take it to them. That's what we was doing.
But please don't scream.
No, I won't. I've been reprimanded. So thank you for tuning into this live stream. If you're watching this after the fact, thank you for checking it out. Thank you for supporting Reels and Rhythms. We are on YouTube. We'll make sure set. We'll drop all at a place where you can check us out. You can also follow me at Carry On Friends, Michaela at Style and Vibes. You could also follow Breadfruit Media. We're the things. I don't know if I should put, I think I put this out in the last, put this out but in the
my
atmosphere.
Girl, you never big up the Instagram followers. We already reached 100 people.
I lie yet. I big up on yourself. Big up on yourself. Big up on yourself. Thank you for supporting this new show and project that Michaela and I have. We're truly enjoying ourselves. So what I was saying, Michaela, I'm going to know if we're still in the pre-planning phase. And you know how me stay. I'm going to like talk about something before it happened. Me talk about it once it plan out everything. But we hope so we can do something live and in living color to
in
the people them
color soon.
Yes. Yes.
Second Dancehall Queen reference today. Yes, we definitely want to do something in person very soon. I want to put it out there because once we put it out there, now we have to commit to it and get it done. So, you know, when you put it out there to the people, then you're like, okay, now we're committed. Yeah, we have to do it.
Yeah.
So I think that's also fun. That'll be a lot of fun because we'll get to see people in person. So more on that a little bit later. Stay tuned to the social, to Instagram, and you'll see it there first for sure.
All right. So thank you again for tuning in, for listening,
thank you guys,
for watching. And until next time, lick more, walk Lieta. Good, all mm-hmm. of the things. Yes.
Bye.
Bye.